therapy for like over a decade. I just like love
obsessed with that.
That is
I mean, such am a I flex. You know, am I mentally well?
No.
Well, but, like.
What is up, guys? Welcome back to Jen and Tux.
Welcome back, baby. We're not alone today.
We're alone
now, but not today.
Yeah, we have a great guest for you guys today.
Should be
we
fairly
have
chaotic.
Chris Merch, but I keep stumbling on his name because I want to call him Nigel Roxbury.
He's just Nigel to me.
Yeah, to you guys on the internet, Nigel Roxbury. To us,
yeah,
Chris.
So confusing. We'll get into that later.
Yeah, he's a New York City content creator. Makes a lot of really cool videos about like New York City history and cool things, and probably one of the most chaotic people I've ever met in my life.
Yeah, and you wouldn't think that. Like, look at his Instagram. Yeah. You're like, oh, little cute white guy.
Yeah,
like, whatever.
Sharing fun
little history videos about New York. No, chaos in a human being.
Like, he's absolutely incredible, though. We'll talk about when we get him on, we'll talk about like how we met him and then, you know, his background and everything. Mm-hmm. But we were supposed to have him on a few weeks ago, fell through. We were all going, you know, doing shit. But we're happy to have him on finally this week.
Yeah.
But before we get to him, obviously we have some things to get to. So let's kick it off. Toxic thing of the week. Who's going first?
I'll go first. Why not? Me, Christina, and Jeff last night met up for a little kiki.
Yeah.
Met up for a little kiki at a coffee shop. It started wholesome.
Yeah.
It started wholesome.
It was a rainy day.
Rainy day. Like, everyone's hungover and miserable from Halloween. New York City, like, I've never seen it so dead. Like, it was just dead and depressing.
Yeah.
Collectively, as a city, we were healing. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So we meet up at this coffee shop, and then, you know, one coffee and we're like, how about a Bev? Like, a real Bev. And Christina's
sober.
How do I
put it?
Yeah, I was going to say something.
Christina's a loser!
Yeah, that. Christina's a loser and isn't drinking right now, but she's along for the ride.
I'm along for the ride. And listen, I
the text today that was like, don't not invite me to things now. I was like, oh my God.
Well, I know. I don't want to be not invited to things because I'm sober girly.
Okay, like, but it's like if me and Jeff are blacking out and then we have our sober friend, like, I'm scared. I get scared of people that are sober when I'm like really fucked up. I'm like, don't look at me.
But
don't judge
me.
I know, but like, it's scary.
Whatever. Anyways, I love a good mocktail, though. I've been eating at a lot of restaurants the past 2 weeks that have a great mocktail menu.
Spending just as much money on mocktails.
Yeah. It was like $3 cheaper last night.
Yeah, I know. It's insane.
Like, just because there's not like a little shot of tequila in it. But
it's pretty crazy, actually.
Anyways.
But yeah, so we went up or we met up for coffee, and then obviously we go to a cocktail bar. And me and Jeff have, you know what it was? It was that I chose to drink gin. That was the issue, I think.
Yeah.
Like, just tequila, like, yeah, you're going to get drunk.
It'll do it,
yeah.
Yeah. Gin and toxic.
Yeah, that's true.
It'll do it, yeah.
That's the brand. That's the brand. It's like tequila, I'll get drunk, but I'm like, I have it together.
Yeah.
And like, I have energy, and then like, I'll sober up after a while. Like, gin, I'm just fucked up. Like, I don't know where, I can't even get myself home. Like, help me. So I had two.
It sneaks up on you.
No, it was scary. I had two gin cocktails at this place. I was drunk, like, fully drunk, but like, fine. But drunk. And then the guy we pay and he's like, do you guys want a shot for the road? And like, I would never say no to that. Yeah, that's what did it. I would never say no to that. That would be rude. So yes, of course I'll have a shot for the road. You name it, sir. You give me anything you've got. Gives me some weird ass minty fucking like.
Yeah, which was funny because I made a joke like an hour prior about how I use this like peppermint-y like sort of body wash that Big Jeans had, and I used it like on my puss, and I made a joke and I was like, my pussy feels like how it tastes to chew 5 gum, or how it feels to chew 5 gum
at the bar. She said this
at the bar, and then literally an hour later the bartender's like, you guys want a shot, brings out the shot, the bottle that
it's like something
whatever
they made. It's like the bar. It's not like something you can buy.
Yeah, it's
they
like a it. Custom shot cocktail thing. And the bottle literally says how it feels to chew 5 gum.
It was weird.
Yeah, it was weird.
The bartender was like, why are you guys freaking out? We're like,
yeah,
this is
we're
really
like,
weird. It was a really good shot, to be fair. Anyway, I'm drunk. Like, drunk. Like, Lily, go home. It's Sunday night. It's six, like, go home.
Yeah, it was pretty early. We started early.
It was early, which I was a blessing at the end of this, because Christina, then we're like, okay, time to go home. Like, I have work in the morning. Like, I need to be a person at Sunday night. Why am I drunk at 6 p.m.? Christina gets an Uber, goes home. Fine. Me and Jeff start walking to the train. We're walking. And I'm proud. I'm in that moment like, wow. Like, I'm with Jeff and we're not blacking out. Like, we're just a little tipsy and we're going home. We're one block from the train and he goes, how about another? And I was like, and we were so set on going home. And I, like, usually when I'm going home, I'm going home. But I was just like, how about another? Like, why not? Yeah. So I take him to another spot I love, have another gin cocktail. And at this point, I'm just gone.
Yeah.
Gone. I don't know. I only took the train because me and Jeff walked the train together. But like on the train, I think I looked so drunk because I kept looking up and people were just like staring at me. And I was like, oh, I look really drunk and stupid right really? Now. Really? I think I was like a little wobbly.
Little woo.
I don't know. I definitely just looked drunk and alone. Yeah. For sure. Which is fine. Got home, little blackout shower.
I love a drunk shower because you're just like
love
you're
a drunk just, shower. Like, you're I was just vibing. Right. I love like I love when you're drunk. This is the funniest thing. And you're trying to act normal.
Yeah.
Like around like I got home and it was like 8 o'clock. Like I was a little embarrassed that I was blackout drunk. And my not actually, but like I was like, this is chaotic of me. Like I'm walking in my apartment like fully blackout. And my roommate came out and I was just like, hey. Just like dipped and went in the bathroom. I wasn't like, look at me, I'm drunk. Like I didn't know what to, I just tried to like hide in my room. And then David got home, my boyfriend, and was like, what's happening right now? You know, when you're just like, babe, what's up? Like,
oh yeah,
it's like it's chaotic.
That's like a few weeks ago, before the Accutane, I got really drunk with Seema at the TV Girl concert. And I went to Big Jeans after, and I literally walked in the door.
And girls love being like, I'm a little tipsy. You're fully hammered.
I know. He knew I was hammered because I said I was tipsy, but the way I said it was NOS to him, and I was like it's a secret. I gotta tell you something.
No, like it's a secret.
I'm tipsy.
Yeah, like what?
You're not tipsy. You're drunk.
Like, yeah, I definitely was really drunk. Yeah. And then I slept like shit. I sleep like shit when I drink. I hate that about drinking.
I sleep like a baby when
I'm drunk. Once in a while I do, but otherwise I'm like so tired, but then I like am up a lot and like half asleep, half awake. I slept like shit. So.
Oh my God. And I thought too, I was texting you guys something.
Oh yeah, this was funny.
I don't know what the fuck I was texting you guys about. It was something random and out of pocket.
Sure. Yeah.
And I was like, these hoes are not replying to me, either of them. And I checked their location. It says that they're together in like Tompkins Square Park. And I was like, and it was like an hour after I left. So I was like, I thought they were just smoking some Mary Jane. And then I find out this morning.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah. And then I find out this morning that they went to a whole other bar. And I was like, man, what the fuck?
I was lit. Taco Bell and everything last night.
Oh, sometimes you just got to do that. You know what's funny? I ordered Wingstop last night at 2 a.m. I wanted wings. I watched a review. You know Keith Lee?
Yeah.
I watched a video review that he did of a wing place in Atlanta. And I was like, fuck, I want wings.
Dude, I love
wings. And it was 2 a.m. and I was like, where can I get wings?
Workbase Death Row meal. He said he would want Wingstop specifically, which is
really
so fucking questionable. So questionable, but it's fine. Love
so
that.
Fair.
So anyway, a little cheeky, like little Sunday blackout. Seems fine. I was home by 8. I feel fine about
Seems
it.
Seems fine.
I wasn't even that hungover today. I was so tired. But oh my God, I was so drunk. I really think it was the gin. Like I forget gin.
You seemed a little, you seemed a little tense today.
Tense?
Yeah, our text messages seem a little tense.
I'm busy.
Yeah.
I'm busy. No, I had a very like stressful work day. I have a very stressful work week ahead of me. And I was like, why did I drink last night? That was my energy today. I was like, because I was so tired.
I was just picking up on Lily's energy through text. And I
was grumpy today.
Yeah, that's a better word. That's a better word.
I'm tired and overwhelmed.
Yeah.
I'm just a baby. Like,
just a girl.
I don't want to work.
I'm like, too pretty.
I'm like way too hot. I don't feel like
a personality higher.
No, seriously. I'm the Gen Z higher. Like, stop asking me to do things. Thank you.
Well, my toxic thing of the week, it's kind of a continuation from last week, but so I'm literally, like we said, I'm just a girl in a girly girl world. Okay, guys, because last week I came on this fucking show and I ran my goddamn mouth about Big Jeans.
Welcome to our life.
I ran my mouth. I was so mad at this man. And I was talking about how like he hasn't like called me or texted me or whatever, all this stuff. And that the energy was just weird. Literally the next morning, we recorded that like that night or whatever. The next morning, He calls me. I'm with Paige. I decline it. I'm like, what's up? And he's like, I feel like we left off on a really weird note.
Yeah, because we did, Friday. Cause you suck.
Yeah. Like, and he was like, and I want to talk about it. And so then I ended up calling him back. Later. Like, okay. Yeah, 3 days later. Fine, but I ended up calling him back like a few hours later, right before we were going to see each other at that concert that we were talking about last week. And basically, everything's good now. I'm not going to go into the details. Oh. Yeah, you know
who. The one I was. Right.
But I'm not going to go into the details, but basically we were on the phone for like 2 hours straight. Just like, well, you did this or you're not doing that and blah, 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 blah. And like back and forth. Well, it didn't sound like that. It was honestly just like a lot of clear communication. There was a lot of miscommunication.
Yeah, because you hadn't really communicated how you were feeling.
Yeah, so I kind of just like blew up and he was like, oh my God, I didn't know you felt like this at all. And so then he was saying things from his perspective. Basically, a lot of it was miscommunication and just like being like afraid to share how we really feel because it was like too early, if you will. But we cleared up a lot and it was good. And then we went to that show that night. When we first got there, it was like a little like, well, we just had a 2 hour like thing on the phone. It was like kind of weird. But by the end of the night, I think I posted the video on Instagram stories. We were literally like on top of each other. Somebody at the party we were at took a photo of me literally laying on him. It was like me and who, and put it on his close friends. And it got back around to us. That was funny. But honestly, that was a week ago now. We have been totally smooth sailing since. The communication thing is no longer an issue.
That's what happens when you communicate.
Welcome to adulthood. Welcome to healthy communication and boundaries.
Yeah.
Communication is no longer an issue in terms of like, you know, I was like bitching it's about all like, out, not talking all out for there. 2 days, yeah. Like all that stuff. Yeah, exactly. We put everything basically on the line. And so now he knows exactly how I feel. I know exactly how he feels. We got very clear with each other. And it's been great since. And he took me on a date last week and it was super sweet. And we went out all night. And then the other day I was having a really bad day. Went to his, he cooked me dinner and, you know, it's been really good. So we're back on track. But yeah, so I guess my toxic thing of the week is that I ran my fucking mouth. But we had the conversation and then I was like immediately after, I was like, hey, just so you know, I did slam you on my podcast for like 20 minutes and I will still be posting it because that's how I
and
felt.
And I stand by it, actually.
I stand by what I said in the moment, which he was like, so fair. So that was that. All right. Anyways, let's get into G&T. First thing on the list.
1989 Taylor's version.
You know, Lily is our Taylor Swift correspondent on the show, so
no,
she's going to take
I
this
actually
one away.
Love this job title of mine. It's actually great. I feel like there's someone that does it at Barstool too. I can't remember who, or like different like networks have someone that talks about Taylor Swift. I'm the gin and toxic Taylor Swift person, so let me think. What should we talk about first? Maybe our favorite vault track that Christina doesn't have.
I know. I haven't listened to it yet, guys. I will report back next week.
Like, what do you
I was
you
supposed to
listened?
Listen to it before recording this episode today, and life got in the way, but whatever.
Tragic. Well, anyway, Taylor's re-releasing all her albums. 1989 just came out. And I have to say, out of all the re-releases, definitely my favorite vault tracks yet. And I think most people are saying the same. She said that they were going to be her best, and it lived up to it. I think there's 5 or 6 vault tracks, but they're so good. I think my favorite is Now That We Don't Talk. That's the one that's kind of going viral on TikTok as well, but definitely my favorite. A lot of Harry Styles. Have you seen anything about the album or no?
No, not really.
Okay. Right.
Except for the artwork.
Okay, I don't really.
And the fact that I went to go search on Spotify the song This Love by Maroon 5 to play it, and This Love, Taylor's version, kept popping up instead.
Not Maroon 5.
And I was like, oh, this is from the new one.
Yeah.
Good job.
Yeah, so basically there's a lot of speculation because when Taylor and Harry dated, it was like during her Red era, and then 1989 came out after that. So like, you know, Style and a lot of songs on 1989 are said to be about Harry. I've kind of always been like I don't know about all the Harry Styles tea because I feel like their relationship wasn't as significant as people think it was. But I have been learning more today. Like, apparently they went on more vacations than I thought together. Like, I don't know. I don't think their relationship was that big of a deal, but people think it was, and that they had more of like a long-term elaborate relationship than people think. And a lot of the vault tracks are kind of revealing. There is one that I'm like, okay, this has to be about him. I think it's Now That We Don't Talk. But yeah, apparently a lot of it's about Harry Styles, which is interesting. I don't really know, nor do I care. I am bopping to these songs. Don't care who they're about. They're about my life when I listen to them. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's about me.
Well, that's how songs are. They're up for interpretation.
Yeah. But yeah, it's definitely interesting because some of them definitely kind of lead to Harry. But it's so good. I love it. I love 1989. Everyone does. It's I'm not like as big of a 1989 lover as like some people are. Like it's a lot of people's favorite Taylor album because it's pop music. I do love it. Out of the Woods is like one of my favorites on there. But yeah, the vault tracks are so good. So if you haven't listened, listen. Comment, tell us what your favorite song is. But yeah, mine's definitely Now That We Don't Talk. And Christina doesn't have one because she's uncultured.
Thank I'll get you. Back to you next week.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I did order the hardcover CD because the 1989, when it first came out back in the day, came, if you bought the CD, it came with like this pack of Polaroids in it of her. I still have the OG. It's going to be worth a lot of money one day. People do resell it all the time. But I ordered the new CD. Dakota got the vinyl.
Oh, really?
But I ordered the CD because it comes with a bunch of Polaroids of her you can, like, you know, I'll put some in my room or something. Yeah. So don't have it yet, but it'll soon. In. Love.
Cute. I love that. We got to like come up with like a sub segment whenever we do G&T Taylor. And it's Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
That'd be funny.
I'll come up with the name.
Anyways, in more depressing news, unfortunately, next thing on G&T is Matthew Perry passing away. That is sad for
so
a lot.
Sad.
Yeah. So yeah. Matthew Perry is the Friends actor. You guys can recognize him right away.
Yeah.
Yeah. He passed away 54 from an apparent drowning.
It's very sketchy. I don't know if you've been seeing the videos about it. It's
no.
Very sketchy, dude. He was like, he's been in recovery for a while. So, you know, obviously people assumed it was an overdose of some sort and that's why he drowned or like. He was fucked up of some sort to be drowning in a hot tub by himself. Like, that's very sketchy. Like, no one drowns unless they're, like, fucked up, like, as an adult. But he's been sober for a long time. And he was, like, MIA on social media for, like, 6 months. And then randomly in the past, like, few weeks started posting, like, I don't know. You have to, like, dig into it on TikTok. But he started posting, like, all this stuff about Batman. It was, like, really random. Like, people were kind of, like, concerned. They were like, dude, what are you?
What? Yeah. Wait, I didn't see.
Yeah.
Any of this or know about any of this.
Just he's been posting weird random things like that are out of the ordinary for his content and like for who he is and like whatever. Like all these things about the Batman movie. Like Batman didn't even come out this year. It's like what are you talking about? No one really. Yeah, it was very random. And even at the time before he died, people were like, dude, what? Like, why are you posting this? And then he posted like something like not that long ago and then he was gone. So it was just like, I don't know. It was really weird.
That is so
everyone's
weird.
Just like kind of, I don't know what the theory is, but everyone thinks that there's like something more to the story. There's like all sorts of theories out there. Obviously, sometimes I feel like it's almost disrespectful to even be posting that. But at the same time, it is fucking sus. So if you haven't looked into that, look into it.
Yeah. It's now I want to look into that. So.
Yeah, it's definitely weird. Like everything I was seeing, I was just like, what the fuck? So and he like was he was really inspiring and did so much for the recovery community and was just like you know
to be totally honest I have never fully watched Friends
I'm not a huge Friends
fan. I don't really like know anything about the actors or anything so
dude I
didn't
I'm
know
sorry.
That he I didn't even know that he was like a recovering like from,
oh, really?
Like from drugs
yeah
addict,
yeah,
from
yeah,
drugs?
Yeah yeah
okay
yeah I mean
yeah
like,
I had no idea about that like I don't know
I'm yeah, like I don't know too much about any of them. I just did know that he has been in recovery because he's done a lot of like public speaking about it. Mm-hmm. And like he's very like he's an advocate for like people in recovery, okay. Which is amazing. And he's done like a lot for the community. But he I was never a big Friends fan. Honestly, I don't find it that funny.
Really?
Do you?
Well, I don't know. I don't
when you watch that show.
I don't know. Because I've never like actually fully watched it.
You've
I've seen,
never
like,
watched an episode?
No, I definitely have, but like I don't like I can't really like recall like
it's like you know the 90s sitcom humor. Like
yeah. I know.
But people that are like
I don't know.
It's
maybe
the
I gotta watch
show
it
ever. I'm like what?
I don't know. Maybe now I'm gonna watch it through and see.
No, but it's like a cute comfort show to me. It's not funny. Yeah. Anyway, that's a whole other
whatever. But yeah, so that was super sad. You know, blessings go out to his family.
Yeah.
And then bring the mood back up. One thing, one more thing, celebrity Halloween costumes. Just want to bring up a few, you know, few heavy hitters, because obviously this is going up the
happy
day.
Halloween.
Yeah, happy, well, happy day post-Halloween.
Yep.
This is going up the day after Halloween. But this weekend we saw a lot of people dressed.
I was Little Bo Peep.
Yeah, you were a Little Bo Peep. I don't know what I was. I dressed up as like
you
some
were
vamp.
Hot.
Yeah, I was hot for Halloween. That's what I was. It was supposed to be like a Victorian thing, and then it was giving like goth.
It was giving,
and then it was giving like
vampire. Yeah.
Yeah, so many people were telling me Vampire Diaries.
Yeah,
so
you
I was
like Catherine from Vampire Diaries.
Yeah, so whatever. Anyways, though.
Favorite show ever.
I've never watched.
Oh my God, it's my favorite show ever.
What is it on?
Like to the grave. Netflix.
Really?
Yeah, dude.
Okay.
Oh my God, it's the best show ever. Me and Jeff's favorite show.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, I need a new show. Maybe I'll watch it.
It's so good.
All right, well, we have Ice Spice as Betty Boop.
So good.
Great. So great.
I've never wanted to grab someone's ass more in my life.
Yeah. She was. I saw some people that were like, why would she wear that dress if she keeps having to pull it down? Let her ass show.
Literally stop.
Let her do it.
Shut up.
She's hot.
Why are you complaining?
Anyways. Trisha Paytas and her husband, Moses, they did two costumes. The number one costume that they did that everybody's talking about, which they honestly nailed, is Jocelyn and Tedros from The Idol.
Yeah.
So funny. They nailed that. The other costume that they did is Travis and Taylor.
Yeah.
From one of the
basic,
game days, which
funny.
Also was like pretty. They nailed it too with the outfits, but The Idol one was really fucking funny. Okay. Now I told Lily, do not look this up before we start recording. You need to look it up now.
Okay.
Benito Skinner.
Wait, can I
Benny
just
Drama
say, I saw
as
someone.
The Starbucks siren.
I saw someone say that they could predict, like, what a couple sex was like based on their Halloween costume. And they were
really?
Like, they were like, if they're Taylor and Travis, she makes you fuck something like, she makes you fuck on top of the bed so you don't like mess up the comfort.
Oh.
Like, so you don't like mess up the bedding. I was dying.
That's funny.
Benny Drama.
Yeah. Is it coming up?
Holy shit.
Holy shit. It is so funny.
Oh my God.
I
okay.
was like crying laughing.
That's actually so fucking
no,
good.
No, I know. Yeah.
Oh my God. That's amazing. Wow. Check it out, guys.
Absolutely.
Killed it.
Okay. This one we also discussed before. Hailey Bieber as Carmen Electra from Scary Movie.
Why did she eat, bro?
She ate that up.
I can't remember what she did a few years ago. She did like two or three shoots with the same photographer, Amber Aisley, and they killed it. Like, she's like good at Halloween.
Yeah.
So she like loves Halloween.
Oh my gosh. No, she absolutely killed it. That was so funny. Florence Pugh is Guy Fieri.
She's so good.
So funny.
I love Florence. She's so funny.
Yeah. No, she's great. Kiki Palmer as Tyra Banks in the movie Life Size.
Yep.
You know,
she did another
doll?
Creepy one too.
Oh,
she,
really?
She nails it on Halloween too.
Gotcha. Yeah. No, that one was really cute though. And then the last one I have on this list. Is Paris Hilton as Britney Spears mm-hmm. in the Toxic music video. Paris Hilton also did Katy Perry, but her Britney Spears Toxic outfit in the airplane, the iconic blue
I've like wanted to do that look.
Uniform.
It's fun.
It is. It's such a fun.
It's iconic. Yeah.
Yeah. So there's so many more, but those are just a few. I literally went on Pop Crave today, our favorite source.
Yeah.
And just scrolled and I was like, which ones of these do we like best?
Gen Z's favorite news source.
Yeah, no, literally.
Dude, this year I had to just, I sat out of Halloween kind of. I just used my roommate's costume from last year. Next year, I'll be eating. So just pending on that.
I feel like. Like I said, I feel like nobody was really into Halloween this year.
I'm not really like the thing about
like
it.
Maybe
in New
we
York
like
City,
we needed a year off. Like
needed
maybe
a year off. And in New York City, it's kind of like a whole thing to like go out. It's very expensive,
yeah.
Hard to get in places. You have to go to a party, blah blah blah. It's kind of a whole thing. I honestly next year want to do a costume and like do like a photo shoot. Like I don't really,
I would love for everybody to like get like really dressed up and like maybe I'll just throw a party next year or something more like intimate.
Yeah, yeah,
you know,
possibly
just so like we all have somewhere to go and like dress up and like,
yeah,
you know,
or if there's a bigger party, at least doing like a pregame here or something.
Yeah, something.
I usually
like
go to a big party. I just like,
yeah, I went to, I did, I went to two out. Parties. I'm with one was they were both strange vibes, but one
really?
Was like. Yeah.
Oh.
Well, with big jeans. Remember?
Yeah.
So the first one was like me and him walked in and we were like, we don't really know anybody here. But then we ended up running into like a bunch of his friends and
okay.
stuff. So we're like, okay, better. But it was still kind of like, I don't know. It wasn't
not
the
great.
Greatest.
Yeah.
Went to the second party. The vibes were like cool, but it was the people were like, what is going on? Like we literally sat in a corner with his friend, Girly, who was hosting the party. Mm-hmm. We were like in a corner the whole time talking to her. And we had a great time just hanging out in that little corner talking amongst ourselves. But it was so confusing because we thought it was going to be like cool, fun, you know, Brooklyn people. And we walk in, it's like Insta baddies. Oh. Which I'm like, I love me an Insta baddie. Blah, 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 blah. Like, you guys all look gorgeous and beautiful. But it was just.
They're not always fun to mingle with.
Yeah. Yeah, it was like the crap. It was. Yeah, it depends. And I like was literally, I was like, wait, I know that one. And I know that one too. And I know that one too. And they are.
Like not
so,
the vibe.
I don't know. So it was really weird. But he was picking up on it too. And then that's why eventually we were just like, let's just like go home.
Yeah. Like, me and Workbay usually go to the one that was Saturday.
Yeah.
But we didn't go this year. And I'm really glad we didn't. Because. Mm-hmm. It was didn't look great.
Yeah.
I went to like a small house party and then work bay game and we left and went and got a beer and went home.
Yeah.
Like it just like wasn't happening. Yeah. I just want to do a photo shoot next year. That's all I care about. I want a look. I want to surf cunt on Instagram and then I don't care what we actually do for Halloween.
Period.
Maybe just get drunk.
Yeah.
Like I don't care.
All right, guys. So we're going to get into it with Chris, a.k.a. Nigel Roxbury.
Yep.
He should be here.
He is. And boom.
Yeah. All right, guys, we are joined today with
the one and only.
This is Chris, aka Nigel Roxbury, on social media, New York City content creator. I don't even know how to properly introduce you.
Yeah, you what kind of content?
I'm a jack of all trades in my eyes.
A multi hyphenate?
A multi hyphenate city man.
A multi stupid man.
Yeah.
There we go.
I love it. So, yeah, so we have. Do you want to be referred to as Chris or Nigel throughout this?
My name is Chris. Call me Chris.
You're going to. Okay, so we're going to call you Chris. But
no one calls me Nigel except for people that are like, oh, you're the guy from TikTok. People told me I'm like snap recognizable.
Yeah. So we got to actually get, you know what, before maybe, well, we're going to ask you like, you know, where are you from? We're brought you to the city. So I guess give us the rundown. Where are you from originally? Mm-hmm. What brought you to New York City? Also, how the fuck did the name originate?
Okay.
Where did that come
from? Like, what's happening?
So yeah, what is going on here?
The name originates from a street that I grew up on in Los Angeles, Santa Monica, called Roxbury Street.
Ah,
so Roxbury, you know, kind of my origin. So I grew up in Santa Monica, 0 to 11 ages.
Got it.
Parents split up, and then me and my dad moved to Austin, Texas.
Okay.
So it was just us two there.
Love Austin.
Until I was 18, and I was recruited to play basketball at Ithaca College in upstate New York.
Really?
Shout out upstate.
Hey, wow. Short white point guard, lasted a year and a half. Yeah. Boom, wanted to party.
From Rochester. His best friend's from Rochester.
Yes,
really?
Goes to Rochester. Like,
you're kidding.
Get a garbage plate, everyone.
Oh, my God. The guy I'm talking to is from Rochester.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's a whole.
Talking to, yeah.
It's a thing.
I can't believe she's cheating on me. What the fuck?
Oh, yeah. The whole bit. We're all dating.
Everybody's dating each other.
It's New York City. Pretty much everyone. Right. But yeah, no. And then, so I went to school in upstate New York. And then I've been here since winter 2017.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it. Winter 2017.
Oh, we moved here at the exact same time.
Yeah.
Also moved here in 2017.
FIT movement.
Yeah. Mine was August of 2017. So
nice.
Same shit.
Very cool. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So I was also, I totally forgot before we even hopped into that. We should probably say how we met you.
Yes.
Or know you.
Oh, I found
how did it all
Instagram.
Start? You guys met in person though sometime.
At Wiggle Room randomly.
Oh, was it Wiggle Room for the first time? Yes. Okay. Cody was hosting something.
That was so random.
Wiggle Room.
And I was like, wait.
I felt like it was like kind of a finally moment. It was like, or how had we not met each other?
I know. It was weird. I was like, I feel like I know you, but I don't actually know you. And then we had a nice little night at the updating thing.
Yes.
Yeah, and that is the night that I met you for the first time.
Correct.
Was that there? And that was the same vibes. I was like, wait, I know you. Ah, and you were like, I know you. Ah,
I had known of you for a very long time.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Just, I feel like everybody knew of everybody by affiliation of like the people we hang out with. Shout out the East Village.
Guess who? But she just followed me today on TikTok.
I did.
Just today.
I didn't realize.
I've known her for like 2 years.
I did not realize I didn't follow you.
Fake.
I didn't realize I didn't follow you. And then I went to your TikTok to, you know, like just, you know, I was looking through all your socials, trying to put the episode together. And I saw it said follow back and I was like,
damn.
Why don't I? I was like, I never followed him.
Not a real one.
I knew of you though before we all like became friends too because I kept getting your fucking Revel ads.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry
about that. On TikTok. God, those bitches being pushed out to me.
They
like,
paid so much
no
ad money on that. I think I lost many, many followers because people were just like, I'm sick of this fucking guy's
yeah
face.
Yeah.
Like, your face is so annoying now.
To be fair, though, Revel is my favorite rideshare in the city.
Easily it's, my favorite as well.
Yeah. Like, it's this. I know. You know what?
No free not ads. It. Bleep that.
No free ads. But they are the best.
Yeah, they're good.
Okay, so that's how we met. Where you're from, the street name. Okay, so.
Yeah, street name.
Street name. Cool. All right.
Cool,
so,
cool. Got it.
Okay, so how did you like start creating content? More specifically too, obviously all your content is like basically based around like New York City, you know,
like
tips and history.
When you moved here
and,
too, were you work, like did you have a
yeah
job
like how did
here
you fall into like yeah content creation and then on top of that the New York City
I'm
stuff
trying to like we're swim so through the
yeah
the question. Okay, so move here 2017. I have a bunch of shit jobs that I hate.
Okay.
I was right, a beer salesman. I was a tech recruiter. I was like a salesman for a startup, like more like digital ad sales, things like that. But this whole time I was writing about basketball on the side, like writing for like the internet, for blogs and things like that. And that kind of like got my way into like content somehow because I created a website and I created like an NBA humor website. And from there I started working in social media within sports right before the pandemic happened. And I was I didn't want to ever sign up for TikTok because I was such a fan of Vine. I felt like I was like cheating
oh
on it. But
yeah
through
I
my
felt
job
the same way.
Yeah, through my job through sports TikTok, I actually got like kind of you know intimate with the app and started using it. And I was like, okay, I also make music and I have this music that I want to promote that's coming out. And I'd promoted it, you know, via Facebook ads, Instagram, Twitter, the whole nine, right? And I'd never done it on any other platform. So I looked at TikTok as a way to, you know, really promote my music, but I didn't want to do it in like I'm rapping to the camera, singing to the camera, like
an
annoying white rapper type, right? I also knew that that wouldn't work because I'm not like very marketable looking. I'm not a Jack Harlow. I'm not like a, you know, I just don't have like a necessarily a look, but I was confident in the music, but I wanted something different. So, you know, because I knew how TikTok really worked and like we had a rep at the TikTok at the company that was like, so I was very, very knowledgeable of the app. And so what I started doing was I was a history minor in school and for, and I stayed here during the pandemic and as a way to get out of my home, I would city bike to different locations in New York City, make a video about it, and then put my music underneath it and say at the end, like, hey, this is my song. Yeah. So
genius.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so
wow.
And you know, that worked, but then these videos just started doing really, really, really well. And so and I kind of like ran out of music to promote, so I just kept doing it. And it was like all history at the beginning, and then I started doing New York City recommendations as well. And you know,
and
the
now
rest
you
is
just
history
live on my For You page.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shout out.
Yeah.
Rent free.
I'm happy to hear that. Also, I'm sorry.
Yeah. No, I love that. I love it. I think I've gone to some of your recommendations, I'm sure. Oh, you know where I went that you recommended in Crown Heights? What's that place
Friends
called?
And Lovers.
Yes. I went there because of your video.
What'd you think?
Loved it.
Yeah. Fun spot,
loved
right?
It, loved it.
Yeah. Big time. Like, I'm not a huge dance guy, but
yeah.
That place,
I'm a
I feel
big
like.
Dance girl.
Oh, I feel like there I could like close
I was
my
like,
eyes and just go for it.
I was like, I've heard of that place before. I didn't know why. I think I actually heard about it through Kieran, who we also had
on
the show.
Yeah.
He likes to go there.
Paparazzi
dance.
Boys, have you seen them?
Yeah.
No, I haven't seen Paparazzi Boys.
Have you seen our Paparazzi video that went viral?
No.
Oh. Oh my god! All right, watch it when you get home. Basically, they like dress up as fake paparazzi and they like.
She pranked me.
Yeah,
I
pranked
her with
the fake
paparazzi.
I
got out of an Uber and all of a sudden all
wait,
these paparazzi.
Wait, that's so cool.
Were,
yeah.
Were you, did you? Were you like, oh my god?
I was
Jen and
so
fucking popping.
I was just so confused. I was like, I don't get what's happening. I was like, what?
It was
going
easily
on?
The greatest prank.
Despite this AC going, I am hot.
Oh my god! I'm so sorry.
Take it off.
You know what it is?
Yeah.
Like.
To see my back tattoo.
Love it.
You know what it is? It's like the lights end up and the energy, just everything gets really hot in here. Ugh, it's so annoying.
You
but
know, you guys are close to me too. Right. Too close. Stand back.
Right. Okay. But okay, wait. So
yeah.
Let's go back for a sec. This isn't on, you know, our notes, but obviously this is G&T. We go off topic all the time. The music. You did music? You're doing music.
Yeah,
you
so,
what's the deal with that?
And that's why he has the fake name.
Yes.
Right. The fake, like, social media, Nigel Roxbury, is for music.
Yeah.
But
rapper name.
Yeah, yeah. A essentially bit. A rapper name. But yeah. I make, like, jazz, R&B, and rap music, like, lo-fi stuff.
Okay.
The thing about that career is that I put so much effort and mental focus into it for so long. If you look at my Spotify, I haven't released a song in, like, a year, but if you look at my Spotify, I have, like, 25. And I really wanted to make it my career. And I was mentally draining myself slash making myself very sad because nothing was happening.
Yeah, it's a tough one.
Yeah.
It's a really tough racket. And I just kind of realized, you know, now I'll like write music and record music for myself. And if I want to release something, I'll go for it.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I was very blessed, very lucky to have this other creative outlet. Mm-hmm. In the TikToks and history videos and Instagram stuff come about, frankly, because I love being creative on a daily basis. It's like what keeps me sane.
Yeah.
But the music stuff just was making me like, yeah, just kind of mentally ill.
Because it doesn't even matter how good you are. It is a hard industry.
Yeah, it's hard to break into.
And I was like just putting so much pressure on myself, and I felt as though the music was good, but it would just come out, splat.
Yeah.
You know, and kind of move on. And now, you know, I think we're all creators in some way. And so we like gratification, and sometimes mm-hmm. it can be really like intense and quick, and other times it can last forever or not last forever, but be a long time. And sometimes it doesn't come.
Yeah.
But the beauty of what we do as like kind of vertical video slash like under 60 second video makers, mm-hmm. whatever, is that you can always like keep swinging.
Yeah.
Right? And keep like shooting the shot, whatever, like me and Lily's DMs at one time. And, hey guys. And, but
obsessed
no,
with this.
Not to make an analogy, but it was getting too sad in here. We got to fucking make it funny. No, but you know what? I really love music, and it's something I'm still passionate about, but I needed something, and I was really lucky to find this other thing. And now when I do release music, which I am, I told you, it's coming out soon, and
I will be promoting.
It was for me. Yeah. It was for me. Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. I zoned out.
What kind of song is it? Is it
a rap? Same deal, like lo-fi. Okay, lo-fi, like vibes. Lo-fi, like rap, maybe a little bit of fang, you know?
Love lo-fi. Okay. I put like lo-fi music on like repeat on my TV and just let it like, loop lo-fi throughout the entire. Beat.
Yes, to lo-fi rap for studying.
Yeah. Yes. Literally, that's my playlist just for like every day.
Love it.
Yes.
Okay, great. So, all right, we were talking about, we wanted to ask you, what's like the most like interesting like fact New York City history thing going
on? Oh, like
back
what's
to
one
that?
Of your okay, favorite videos? That
yeah.
Or like,
favorite
you know.
Video. Okay, so I receive this question a lot, but I need like a specific
there's
industry
categories.
Or topic.
Yeah.
Right? Because if it's like overall New York City, there's so much.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
let me think of a video. Okay, videos that early on that I was really proud of is I would travel all throughout New York City. Coney Island.
Yeah,
Harlem.
You really were on it.
I've been to every single neighborhood in New York.
I messaged you one time. Boroughs. You posted a video, and I was like, I wish my day was this productive. And you were like, I didn't do much.
Yeah,
I just do nothing.
I remember that actually.
Yeah,
too.
I was like, I just do nothing. So this is impressive to me.
But
I really
like loved traversing New York City, and some of the first ones were where famous mafia hits happened.
Yes, oh. I like
the
those
exact
videos.
Locations of like mafia hits from like the 20s, 30s, 10s.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
those
still
videos
there.
Were cool.
So those are ones that I'm really proud of. The ones I'm proud of are like the multi. Kind of locational videos slash I love making videos on old nightclubs because if there's one thing they know
about the
me
limelight.
Is I love going out so almost
the man likes
almost
drink.
Too much
yeah
they've seen it
maybe a little too much
bomb help so I love doing videos on old nightclubs and stuff.
Have you talked about the limelight?
I've talked about the limelight.
I'm sure you have.
I've talked about limelight, Danceteria, Palladium.
I don't know much about limelight.
Yeah,
I know it is.
So you know. Yeah. So do church. You know where the Grimaldi's is in Chelsea?
Yes.
That exactly. used to be the limelight.
The
it was like a very the church.
Oh, okay.
Used to be a very popular club.
It's still called the limelight, but it's like a bunch of different shit now. Yeah.
Yeah. There's like a pizza shop. There's also like an Asian restaurant in there now. I think
the club
too.
Was in the church.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. They converted an old church into
that's
a club.
That's fucking sick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bring it back.
Every single time.
Yeah. And the
every
location?
Single time my parents are in town and we like go to that area, my dad always brings it up because like he went, I think, or some shit.
Back
like,
in my day.
Back in my day.
I wasn't at Grimaldi's.
Right. And that was just a pizza shop. But yeah. So I know there's like so much history behind that there.
Yeah. Right. I liked the mafia videos.
Mafia videos
I
are
loved
overall.
Those.
So like that's what I would say to answer your question. Sorry. Is like. Overall, I love making mafia videos.
Yeah,
I
those ones are sick.
I think it's because it's so different from how my life actually is. I'm not Italian. Like, I didn't grow up in, you know, with a big family or anything like that. So, making those mafia videos to me is super duper fun.
Yeah. How do you get the idea? How do I word this? Like, how do you know what you're going to talk about every day when you go to film a video? Is it just like something you're like, oh, like, let me pick.
I plan. I have like a schedule of what I'll do. Do I stick with it? Not really.
But I
try to, and you know what? It's just like, there are a few blogs that I'll visit where like Ephemeral New York is one, like Curbed New York, or, you know, even like somewhere like the Times or the Post, you know, they'll talk about these certain things. Right. And like a lot of my ideas for like the recommendation videos I make are based on things that are happening now. Like there was a video of this girl asking Daniel Jones, the Giants quarterback, where he would tell Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift to go. And like, well, I'll do that because I can do it way better than fucking Daniel Jones.
Oh, so
I
cool.
could also play quarterback better than you. You stink. It's just these blogs will like have blog posts and then I'll look into them more, or I'll like have a series where whether it's on the mafia, nightclubs, things like that.
Yeah, that's a cute series idea to do, like celebrity couples and like where they should go in New York.
Yeah, that is. But what other celeb? Like, there's Pete and Madeline. There's not like enough like hot new ones.
There is a hot new one, it's not like you have to do it weekly. Yeah. Whenever there is a hot new one, you should do that, because that's a fun idea.
Yeah. So right now I'm seeing you sober, but when I saw you drunk too, you were just as chaotic.
Yeah, you know, I've been very extroverted for a very long time.
Yeah, I wasn't.
So
you're a Gemini, right?
No. Why are you putting that on me?
I'm so sorry.
Take that off of me. I'm a Pisces, which
Pisces.
I don't think
that's
better,
right. That's right. That's right.
I don't think I've heard it. Yeah.
Yes.
But
Pisces men are psychotic.
Hey,
I'm not
you know what?
Lie.
Reputation precedes ourselves, I guess. Yeah. But I, you know, I grew up. I was actually very low in self esteem. Didn't get the girl. Like, was very like, I looked like Squidward growing up. Very skinny and like had just really like low self-worth, self-esteem, was like on the shyer side, had a lot of social anxiety. And you know what, in college things just gradually kind of changed. I just became more confident in myself. I kind of realized that having a fear of rejection was kind of just a waste of mental energy.
Yep, 100%.
And so with like losing the fear of rejection was a superpower.
Like
genuinely I believe that, and just I've been like largely very extroverted from like 20 to now.
And he gets bitches. Like, he pulls. It's actually crazy. No, bitches. Okay. Bitches knows both. No, it's
I just, you know,
so
it really what it is like, I love talking to people, and like I really enjoy like flirting. Like, I just love I love talking to people. I just love humanity. Like, I'm a mother of a therapist. I've been in therapy for like over a decade. I just like love
obsessed with that.
That is
I mean,
such
am
a flex.
I You know, am I mentally well?
No.
Well,
but like,
okay. Well, the next thing on here—that's a great segue. Because
you yell answers.
I know.
Absolutely not.
Well, no, it's perfect because this is the energy we bring to the show, like every week too.
Oh my god, I was sitting out there; they were yelling. I was like, "Oh, this is gonna be good." Like, just yell talking. You know?
You guys will see after this. We did. He was sitting outside while we were recording.
I come out. He's like, "You're so loud."
Yeah. We're like, "Girl,
I know."
But. Great segue, because we're going to go into mental health, and then we're going to get into the dating stuff, the juicy stuff, because
mental
that's a fun,
health.
You know.
Oh,
so
scary.
Mental health.
Blah, blah, blah.
No, but you talked about, you know, growing up, you know, struggling with like, you know, kind of like self-image and everything. And then also before you were talking about, you know, with your music, the whole, you know, needing validation, it feels shitty when like it flops and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. So have you, I guess either through content creation or just like in general in your life, like what's the mental health looking like? How are you feeling? How are you in your mental health right now?
On a day to day, what I can say is that my mental health is pretty solid. I'm medicated. I talk to people. You know, I'm lucky to have a mother that can really help me out if in need. I have good friends to talk to. Yeah. I have mental health professionals I can talk to. That's great. I mean, I've spoken to both of you guys about this. This podcast is like 4 times coming, you know, largely based on like,
what it's like largely based on.
They've seen me go out. I go out and I stay out for like 3 days in a row. Like I've been diagnosed with what's called alcohol use disorder, and it's essentially alcoholism, but it runs in my family. I have a addict mom, you know, addict's mom's dad, mom, you know, just the whole family is. Yeah. So like it's super rampant in my bloodline, and I'm very like conscious of it.
Wait, but what is that specifically? You said it's not alcoholism, but
it's alcohol use disorder is kind of the new term for it.
Being
an alcoholic or alcoholism is now being deemed as having alcohol use disorder. It's essentially saying this one substance you are essentially powerless over. Got it. And like, I've done a bunch of like different sober periods.
Yes. Okay.
50 days, 40 days, 30 days. I mean, I think I've told you guys about that. Yeah, but like, did, and I've gone to AA before and everything. And you know what? Frankly, I like, it's something in my life. It's pretty much the one like real con of my life right now, which I'm blessed for that to be the only like super problem issue. In my, but it is also one where,
That's a gnarly one though.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I need to, I know I'm conscious of it. First step is admitting like, and second step is like reaching out, which I've done both of those, but I frankly just have kind of come to the part where I don't think I'm personally ready to like drop it quite yet. And the worst part about addiction is that you can't moderate. You have to go like zero or 100%.
Yeah.
So I'm okay. I don't have to go zero to 1,000, but I can, and I can control myself kind of. And you know, like
I'm getting a little better.
Like, but here's the thing. It's like, I now kind of know the way in which I can like consume alcohol, whatever. And I know like I'll give myself the next half day to recover. Right. Or like, and I'm getting older too. So like hangovers are getting bad and the whole thing, but that is really something I want to like tamp down in my life and just try to be better about. And I know one day I'm gonna have to go sober. Like I just know it. Mm-hmm. My mom did, my dad did, like the whole thing. So it's something, that is really the one like kind of mental health hits that I consistently take.
Yeah.
Okay. So but wait, that's amazing that question you're so for you. Self-aware.
Yeah. That's a really big first step.
I have no choice. If I wasn't, then I would just be a really dumb guy.
Well, no, because I'm like super, I have a lot of history, not with myself, but with addiction. Mm-hmm. And it's super hard for especially men in their late 20s to come to terms with the fact that they don't just like love to go out. They have a drinking problem.
Yeah.
Like,
I think a lot of us do. Tough. Yeah. I think a lot of like our friends that we know have low key drinking problems. Oh, and it's like
100%.
If you're my age and you're consistently 3-4 times a week getting heavily intoxicated, you have a drinking problem.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to tell you, but you do.
100%. Totally.
Yeah.
Okay. Wait. So what I was going to ask before is you said your mom's a therapist. Mm-hmm. Do you go to therapy through your mom or do you have your own?
I got my own thing.
No. Okay. That's what I figured. Yeah. But I don't know.
I mean, my mom was there for me for a lot of it before I like actually actively went to it. But no, I just do my own thing.
Wow. That is so cool. I would love to have a parent that's a therapist. Do you find it to be good or? Yeah.
No, there was probably pros and cons.
Yeah.
Well,
you probably get therapized when you don't want to.
Fam, I can't get away with anything.
Yeah.
She knows exactly when I'm lying. She knows all this thing. The interesting part was that I was raised without her from 11-18.
Yeah, so I was going to ask that.
But in a single parent household. So the whole thing, she stayed in LA. Okay. So the whole thing about it was that my dad wanted to get out of LA. They were divorcing. They had a decision to make. They were, do we go broke sending this kid to private schools in LA, middle school and high school, because the public schooling system there is trash.
Right.
Or do we send this kid to Austin, Texas, where my father can own a home, finally like fulfill his American dream cheaply. And I go to school in a really good school district. Mm. And so my mom had to make a very, very tough decision
that breaks my heart.
Yeah. But I would, you know, I'd visit her probably four or five times a year.
But what a selfless decision she made.
Yeah.
She made,
I love this woman. I
want to
meet her.
I mean, I love this woman too. My mom is like the smartest, coolest, like most sincere, awesome person to like ever exist in my entire life.
Is she still in LA?
Still in LA.
And your dad's in Austin.
Still in Austin.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah. And I mean, my mom, I could speak for eons about her. She's so amazing and has overcome a lot too, like as an addict herself and like, you know, educated herself. After,
alcohol too with her.
Alcohol
and her.
Too. Okay, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. And so she's an angel. She's amazing. I can't speak highly of her.
Aww.
I love her already.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I mean, and she would love you guys too. She's so awesome and like
just we're gonna
like,
meet her one day.
Yeah, like if you were out to dinner with us, she'd be like, she's like me.
Yeah,
you know?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Aww. She is like me. It's cool.
She's chatty then.
Chatty Kathy.
Oh,
her name's Leslie.
Quick question: when you're on a night out, like, is your strategy just like, fuck it, I'm gonna go balls to the walls and just give myself tomorrow off, or do you set like a drink limit? Like, do you have any like kind of, or are you just like, I'm either doing it or I'm not?
Okay.
Like, I'm either sober or I'm just
In the times in which I know I have things to do tomorrow, but there is, let's say, an event that I want to go to, like, you know, maybe the one I met you guys at, even though I knew I could kind of chill the next day, I will moderate. There are times when I go home at 12 or 1. Those are few and far
so
between,
you're more of a time limit.
I'm more of a time guy.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, because I,
okay,
the thing about having this disorder is that I have a extremely high tolerance for alcohol.
Okay.
I can drink for ever and ever and ever.
Like, yeah, because you drank a lot when I was with you, but you weren't like that fucked up.
Yeah.
Like,
no,
yeah, you were drunk,
but you weren't oh my fucking God.
And I don't get sloppy. Like, you know, I have Welsh blood. Like, I'm very Welsh.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, I have addict blood, Welsh blood, and I just have been doing it now for so long, you know? So I, and so I set myself more of a time limit, and I will maybe even give myself an out, like be like, oh, I gotta meet so and so, or like, oh, I have another thing to go to, so people aren't like, oh, stay. Or, yeah. Like, I can't Irish exit. Like, I just can't do it. I feel bad, and I just don't like doing it.
So funny. We were just talking about in the last episode how we love an Irish goodbye.
I don't really like doing it. I would rather like say goodbye to my friends, or potentially even give them like something that I'm maybe even not doing, just to like come to a resolution. I like a resolution.
Okay.
I love a story, three acts, you know, part. Love. Yeah. There we go.
Oh, that's so sick. All right. Well, it's GNT. That means we got to talk. You know, it's so funny that you did that to the mic. I was going to tell you when we were like going over before, when I was like, yeah, talk close to the mic. I tell people almost kiss it. Just like a little, like when you're getting it. Yep, okay. Exactly.
Don't get me warmed up. Jesus.
Well, we're getting you warmed up because we're talking about dating. We're talking about all the ins and outs now. So, okay, where were
you're
we?
You're like, no more depressing shit, please.
No, I love talking about mental health. Yeah. Seriously, it's like
I appreciate you opening up about that.
Sure,
yeah, absolutely.
I've been an open book forever. I've never found that, you know, kind of holding things in has ever worked out for anyone.
No,
yeah.
You really got to get this shit out because you will explode if you don't.
And especially, it's really great, like, you know, just in terms of, like, now we're turning into a time where men are starting to become way more vulnerable and open with their emotions and start to talk about it. And that is really fucking awesome because it's not usually like that.
Yeah.
No. You know, being a man in 2023 that's like aware of his emotions and, you know, all of that stuff.
I mean, not to like make it really depressing, but 80% of the suicides last year in the United States were men.
Men. Yeah. Yep.
So it's 100%. It is really important to me that even friends of mine can open up to me or feel welcomed to, at least to me.
Mm-hmm.
I refer people to therapists all the time. Like, it's very important to me.
Yeah. No, 100%. Me too. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Even if I like, and no one's ever fully cured or like perfect themselves or has everything right and correct, but as long as you're conscious of your mental health and know that there are people out there that can really help you.
Yeah. I think being conscious, the best part, and self-aware and like seeking help of some sort is like just the best you can do.
Yeah. Totally. Great first step, and then you move forward from that, which
thank
is great.
You for that.
Well, let's lift the mood. Let's talk dating, relationships, fun stuff, right? Yeah, set the mood. Well, let's kick it off by getting like the general facts. So you said you are talking to someone.
Yes.
Okay. Give us the rundown. What's
she's
going
so
on?
Hot.
So
we got a little bit of the rundown before this, but, you know, you got to tell the people.
Recently moved to New York City, and we knew each other from the internet prior.
Mm-hmm.
And we were like, hey, when you get here, let's try to make a go of it. Let's like hang out, like really see what we're doing here. And I like hanging out with her a lot. I think she's very pretty. She's funny. She's charming. Cool. Met her parents already. So she's cool.
Big step.
Yeah. No, I've really enjoyed getting to know her and seeing her. Labels are not quite solidified yet, but I really.
You said it's only been about like 2 months
or so, right? It's been about
2 months.
Moving in a good direction.
Cool. It's moving in like a really positive, good direction. And she's been a really good part of my life for the last 2 months.
That's awesome.
But overall, your dating life in New York's been kind of chaotic.
Yeah, so I was going to say, prior to the girl.
Yes, for the last. So the I got cheated on in the fall of 2021.
Okay.
Early fall of 2021. And so I turned into a complete prostitute. Pretty much until like 2 months ago. No, but like not necessarily 2 months ago. Like for about a year and a half. You know, here's the thing: is I really am extroverted. I love talking to people. I love being out.
Yeah.
And it is like sort of hard sometimes to like turn off the flirting like button a little bit. Not to like I know that that's
Lily's
can
like
sound,
yeah, that's evident on this.
I know
episode.
That can like sound a little like get away from me.
Yeah.
I know that can like sound a little like oh my god, he's such a like flirt or conceited whatever. No, it's just genuinely. You guys have seen me out. I love speaking to everyone.
Yeah.
But, you know, when
social butterfly.
When I have the intention of flirting, it's something I really enjoy doing. Like, I love talking to women and
I love talking to hot women.
Yeah.
And telling them
hey,
that they're
you know
hot.
What? Has anyone ever in enjoyed not talking to hot women. Did I say that right? Or right. Not enjoyed. Not
I
enjoyed
sure
talking
do.
To hot women. Right. Yeah. So it's like it. But yeah, my dating life for the last about a year and a half was stunted in a lot of ways. Where it was.
Do
like,
I recall that you have a really good like bad date story?
I think I told you it. Now.
Yeah, I want to hear the good, the bad, the ugly.
Remember, she asked if I was a Pisces. Yeah, pretty much to make it really quickly.
Well, no, tell the story. I was going to ask you about your bad date stories, your weird date stories. So if you want to start riffing
sure.
off no, stories.
This was prior right to the girlfriend even. This was like super COVID. Oh, so I stayed okay. here. It was June 2020. So outdoor dining had just opened up maybe July 2020. And I hadn't seen a girl in 3 months.
Yeah.
But I was on Bumble and I got a match in the morning and I just go, hey, meet here if you're free at this time. She goes, sure, I'll see you there. No last name, no Instagram,
nothing.
no vetting, no
We're
nothing.
Going in blind.
In
yeah.
fact, I hadn't even looked at her full profile. We get there, 5 minutes in, normal conversation, right?
Great.
5 minutes in, and she just, this came out of nowhere. You know, oh. we had conversation ended, taken a sip, putting a drink down. She goes, so what's your astrological sign?
Okay.
And I go, I think I'm a Pisces. Like, I really hadn't, like, known too well. Mm-hmm. I think I'm a Pisces. I mean, and she reacts like I assassinated her entire family in front
yeah.
of her. Like, literally, like, when I say melts in her seat, I mean, like literally I could see her moving down in her seat and her face viscerally change. And I go,
I actually, like, hate when girls do this.
Well, it's not about,
I don't care. It's not something to bring up on the first date. And when you do, you can make like a dig, like a funny dig. Like no offense, but my ex that I absolutely hate was a Pisces. So I might make like a dig and be like, oh, like,
yeah, like
you know,
a light,
but you're not
sure,
like,
but I hate when women are
like,
I had
overly
a
dramatic.
Like, I can't talk to a guy who's a Scorpio.
Yeah.
And I'd
yeah.
be like, oh my God.
I'm not someone that disrespects anything that anyone is into, right?
Right
but like,
right.
I, unless you're a fucking Republican.
Yeah.
period.
But,
true.
But the one great. Thing was is that I think I dodged a bullet, frankly, because she then proceeds to tell me that her last three ex-boyfriends are Pisces. They all cheated on her. And I go, here's my response. I go, I don't even know your last name. And it was like that. It was literally like that. I swear to God, it was like, I don't know what else to say. I'm so sorry.
That's
and then I'm like, I try to relate to her. I'm like, oh, what's your sign? Like, are we compatible? You want to do the fucking co-star bitch ass thing or whatever?
Right.
Like, you know, yeah. And she just goes, let's drop it. 5 minutes later, her drink was done. I go, do you even want another one? She goes, nope.
Did wow.
I? Okay. That's yeah. See, I've never had like an awkward thing like that on a date.
That was really the
honestly,
one bad date I've had. I've
no,
had, everything
honestly,
else
that's good.
I'd
rather
solid.
Not buy it.
Have you ever had like a weird date?
I'm just realizing now I have a hole in my sock.
Love that. Dude, my socks are all rancid.
Happened. Yeah. And they're not even matching socks either.
Oh,
God, I'm such a catch. wait, what was the
this
question?
Have you ever had like a weird date?
A weird date.
I feel
weird,
like there's like bad dates and then
weird.
There's like just strange or did something weird ever happen on a date?
I actually met up with Cody and Zach on the date and so it was a
first date?
First date. I went. Really? Okay, now check it out. So I went. So we went to like Pier 35.
A date with you, Cody, and Zach.
Yeah, yeah. This girl was lucky. No wonder
go.
She never talked to me again.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm bringing it up.
Perfect.
No. Genuinely, like, okay. So we're at Pier 35, and I genuinely like wanted to approach a date sober, because I knew like she didn't drink too much, and she was just getting out of something, and
I feel
like
we should approach maybe every date sober.
I know.
Actually, no. That's
no.
a fucking lie.
Yeah, no.
Kidding?
I feel like a little glass of vino before a
but
date.
Like, how not sober are you approaching dates?
Me and her were sober. We met up. We walked to this
no, but,
pier.
But when you go,
but
to,
normally,
yeah.
Oh well, hold on. Wait for the story.
Oh,
so
okay,
so
okay.
And it actually had nothing to do with me getting okay. I'll just like over intoxicated, but like we go to Pier 35, and we're like watching. You know, it's a beautiful view. We're like eating charcuterie, all that shit, and
love it.
We like really were getting along. I thought at least, and she like confirmed that.
Okay,
and I was like, hey, I just got a text. My friends are at Fig 19, this bar on the Lower East Side. We're not that far. Would you want to maybe keep extending what we're doing and like go out with my friends, like go have a drink,
yeah.
all these things. And she was like, yeah, I would love to actually. So we go there and one of the first things she asked me to do was take a picture with her. But so we give the phone to a person, we take the picture.
I already
and my
this.
Head is cut off in the picture.
Okay.
But I'm
okay.
But I'm clearly a guy with the drink, right?
Okay.
And
I think I see where this is
and
going.
And I think you know where this is going.
Yes.
We end up having a fine night, whatever, yada, yada. I see that on her story the next day, and I have never seen her again, period. And I come to realize that she had, it was 2 weeks since her, like, years-long relationship had ended.
Yeah,
and
she
I
was
go,
using
oh,
you.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I saw where that went. And, yeah.
Wait,
yeah.
So she just,
I used him
Instagram
as, like, a
story. What did it say?
Didn't say anything. It was a guy with his head cut off and her looking hot.
Yeah.
So her ex could see it.
You know, when, like, you want to make a guy jealous, so you post a photo at dinner with another guy, but you don't show his face. Yeah.
Also,
we've all done it
before.
Also,
pick a hotter guy before you do that. I'm not even worth that shit. You know?
Wait.
But, like, yeah.
Oh, my
God. Honestly, she's kind of genius for
that. Yeah, I mean, hey, you know what? I couldn't do
gotta
nothing.
Gotta respect the
could
hustle.
Do nothing but respect it, but I've, like, tried to see her since, and, like, she's confirmed. She's been saying yes, and then, but it's, that I haven't talked to her in a very long time.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, and I have nothing against her or anything. I like.
Oh, that's a weird move. Though.
Still find her to be, like, cool and will like her stuff on social media, things like that. But I have not seen her since. I kind of want to see her and just be like,
that was
what was the reasoning there? And I, you know, whatever.
That's well, you know insane. The reasoning.
Yeah,
but you want to hear it from her.
Yeah, well, I just wanted. Yeah, exactly. And she's been single since, and that was like maybe a year and a half, over a year.
Wow. Okay, wait. So since you were from when you got out of your relationship until now mm-hmm. you're obviously seeing, you know, the girl and everything. Were you always just kind of like riding the single wave? Were you looking for something when you found this like current girl?
No.
Were you not? Like what, you know, were you, you're just like, I'm going to be single and like
there's,
somebody goes along.
Again, there was for a long time, my self-worth was based in my ability to be attractive to women.
Yeah.
Which is a really, really bad way to base your self-worth. And
yeah.
Something
well,
that,
women do that.
Yes.
All.
Yeah.
Well, and it's
yeah.
something that
yeah.
took a
everybody
lot of
that, yeah.
work to really get over, to find the self-worth in myself, to find my own self-esteem.
I think if
right?
you're someone that was rejected too at young age, or you had
yes.
a hard time with guys or girls at a young age, I
yeah.
think then that in your older, you know, adult years, it catches up
yeah,
to you in that way.
Absolutely. And I would, in college or even after college for a little bit, if I went out and I didn't get a girl that night, I'd be like genuinely sad.
Yeah. Like as if that's what's the night.
As if, well,
not,
as if that,
yeah,
it's not
yeah,
what it's
yeah.
about. As if my happiness should be based on the internal decisions of another person, even if they
right.
were attracted or into me, right?
Yeah.
It's like
yeah.
that shouldn't be ever be the
yeah.
case.
And it shouldn't be the reason why you're going out either. You know
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah,
exactly. And it took me a long time to realize both of those things. So what was the original like question that we were going
oh,
off
were
of?
Were you
like,
looking for a relationship?
Yeah,
were
no,
you looking
no,
for one
so no, but in my first relationship I wasn't.
Yeah.
I you know, I just we met on TikTok and I DM'd her on TikTok and we met and she was in New York City filming a show. Actually, she was
oh, your
an actress
ex who ended up cheating on you.
Yes.
Okay.
And she was in town from LA.
Yes, you showed me
and
your
she
ex
didn't,
actually.
She didn't know anything now. About New York and she couldn't hang out with anyone unless they were like really safe about COVID because production was shut down for 2 weeks if she got it or if anyone else got it. So I like really kind of put my life in a lot of ways on hold to be with her and I really liked her.
Yeah.
And you know, in the end, it worked out. Or it, I'm sorry, it didn't work out. And
did not
and
work
it, and
out.
It didn't work out to an extreme that like really made me.
How'd you catch her cheating?
Sad. She told me.
Okay. Oh.
Yeah.
Does she like?
She
was it
emotional,
physical.
She was done with me, and she decided that the best way to end it was to
cheat.
Good
was
God.
To I don't even know if it was to cheat. It was to tell me that she had done that, right? Like both physically and emotionally. Because she was on a road trip and met up with her ex in Denver.
Oh, so
and
it was with an ex.
We were still together. Ouch. With an ex. They're now living together. We raised a dog together for 6 months. I've not seen the dog since or her. And
yeah,
they're, and
losing
they're living,
the pet
they're
is
living
tough.
Together in Brooklyn.
Oh,
yeah, I haven't
damn,
seen them. Haven't
bro.
Seen them since.
Damn.
Yeah.
Fuck that. We're passing
it is
now.
Okay. No, you know what? I
life
I really.
Goes on, baby.
I hold
oh, no,
no,
it's a blessing. Because, yeah.
I hold
it's a good
no
thing.
Ill will towards her whatsoever.
Yeah.
I learned so much about myself.
Yeah.
So much
yeah.
about what I want in a relationship.
Yeah.
Don't get
that's
a crazy, you know, toddler golden retriever
mm-hmm.
when you're, you know, not really like that tight of a relationship
yeah.
quite yet. Not that that had really had anything yeah. to do with it, but.
No, but don't make these big decisions with someone unless you're really sure because
yeah.
it just makes it worse
yeah.
in the end.
Yes. It's just,
yeah.
You know, yeah, I again, no ill will towards her. I really just am happy for the lessons that I've taken
yeah.
from it. It
yeah.
did. It did affect me emotionally. I felt my self-worth definitely lower given
yep.
that, you know, she
yeah.
was intimate with someone else.
She chose
when,
someone over
yeah,
you.
Exactly.
That sucks.
Of course,
exactly.
yeah.
But,
that feeling sucks.
It hasn't put a detriment into my trust of women
people,
that I'm
yeah.
or like significant
that's
others.
Good.
And I also
that's
like
good,
have
yeah.
never ever had a jealous bone in my body. I don't know why. I think like that's to a detriment and, you know, can be a pro.
Yeah.
But I really am trusting of a lot of people within my life.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I've been like cheated on, burned, whatever, and it never really ended up affecting.
It's just, I'm a big believer of things happen for a reason and they will show you that things happen for a reason. If they are not the right person for you, they will show you that they are not. And if they are, then the hope is that they are really just kind of the, I don't know what I'm really trying to say, but like the one for you, and will show you that in actions and behaviors.
Yeah, 100%.
I mean, I'm just, I want people to be themselves more than anything. I think that when you're not yourself, you can really tell.
Yeah.
And
especially with dating.
Yeah. And that and that it's largely to their detriment and to your detriment if you're both trying to like fulfill or be this like other person that you know you're not for the other person. Mm-hmm. Right. So I'm so pro again, like mental health and really ridding yourself of your potential issues through like professional help and things like that. And people that aren't, you should be, but also that, you don't know yourself until you can really be one with yourself and be like single for a while as well, but also like really seek out and reach out.
Like when you're more vulnerable with yourself.
I am so
and the
sweaty, dog.
You.
Oh my God.
You like don't look like it though.
Yeah, okay. You don't look it.
Is that water that I can have?
Absolutely. All right. Water break. Water break. Done.
Yes.
Amazing. So I want to talk kind of still in the realm of dating and stuff. Apps versus meeting people in person. What do you prefer? Are you on the apps? Have you used the apps?
You're on the apps.
I haven't been on the apps in a year and a half.
Never mind. He's not on the apps.
I haven't been on the apps in a year.
Okay, so you're, are you anti-app?
Best decision I ever made as an adult.
Yeah, I'm not into it.
Best dating decision I ever made as an adult was getting off the apps. It felt too transactional. Mm-hmm. It was, I was dating for the incorrect reasons. It was,
you have to have such good luck on there.
Apps are shallow. They're completely shallow.
Yeah, you're like hot, not hot. Yeah. It's like weird.
Look, a girl could have quite literally a 10 out of 10 prompt for all four or five of them, whatever.
Yeah.
But am I swiping right if they're not, if I'm not physically attracted to them or like, you know,
and then the other way, attracted to it's him? Like, no, sometimes probably people not. Are hotter in person.
Yeah.
Or,
I love meeting people out, and I can meet people out.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I have
you
the
have
ability
a lifestyle
to talk to people where I would just be bored on the apps, or it would just be a self-esteem or ego boost that I frankly would just put serotonin in my brain for 10 seconds.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
I don't need that. I'm already on Zoloft.
Yeah. I've got enough.
Yeah.
I just found it weird because I would be like, I can't tell if this guy's hot or not. I have to see him in person. Yeah. I have to hear him speak.
Mm-hmm.
I
and that's why I'm on this podcast now.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Right. Exactly.
Yes.
Here we go.
Right. No, I was on the apps for like maybe 2-3 weeks after me and my ex broke up, and then I got off of them, and I literally haven't looked back since.
It's just not an app guy whatsoever. I love meeting friends of friends. I love meeting people out.
Yeah.
The apps that I will use or have used, I guess, for dating purposes have been Instagram and TikTok.
Yeah.
Dude, Instagram.
Are they dating apps?
Is the best dating
app. Are they dating apps? Yeah.
Yes.
Kinda.
No, Instagram and TikTok are the best dating
apps. They're the best way to get direct communication with someone.
Do we have mutual friends? I can see more about you.
I can see your personality. I can see what music you like, what movies you like based on Instagram stories. I can see like every version of you like from years beyond as far as like what you look like, 100%. Right? Like it's and you can like genuinely just have better conversation on there, I think, and you know, story swiping, and just like
it can slowly kind of build. Yeah,
it is like more. It is more like an in person conversation, especially like the reply guy, like the story reply, where you observe something and you can react to that.
Yeah.
In real time. Yeah. Rather than just reacting to like the same prompt that a million people are replying to. Yeah.
Exactly. And then it's like, you know, for women, I've seen women's Hinges and Bumbles before, all these things, Raya's. You guys have hundreds of likes, right? If you're remotely attractive, you have hundreds of likes. How do you sift out of it? The only way you sift is if you find them attractive.
Yeah.
You know, like their answer, it's like 5% of the time their answer will be the one that like pushes them across the line. And then once you like them, right, or find them attractive, then you have to have small talk with them.
Yeah.
Right? And like, then you meet up with them.
Yeah, what are the odds of you actually?
Just meeting in person eliminates all that shit.
Yeah.
So
true.
So. No, I've like slowly like... I always tell people, like, as if you just got out of a relationship and maybe like you're like flirting or like dating game is like kind of weak. You want to like open yourself up a little bit, like go on the apps, go out, go on a few dates, like see what you like, what you don't like. But like in terms of like actually like
when you're actually ready for
something or someone. Even just to meet some people genuinely, like the apps I just slowly
would go
but surely
on these good app dates, right? But then I'd be on the subway home and find myself swiping. Because it's a brainless activity a lot of the time where it's like, oh, I could see myself liking that girl. Or I could see myself going on a second date with that girl. But yet I'd be swiping on my way home. It's like,
did I ever tell you, Christina, that your man currently, who she's talking to, Big Jeans,
oh,
we call
no.
him.
Big Jameson.
In January, me and my boyfriend had a blip. Basically, we were broken up for like a month and like not speaking, whatever. And I've always been pretty anti-apps, but I was down bad, okay? Mm-hmm. So what do you do when you're down bad?
You get DM on Chris Merch. You DM Nigel Rockford.
Exactly.
Where was I?
You were too late.
God damn it.
But I get on Hinge, as you do. And his, I don't know how it happened, but like Jean saw me on Hinge and her guy and told
Big Jean and told David
and David was like, okay, cool, we broke up like 4 days ago.
No, but like that's, I mean, that is how people move on now.
My heart. So what was I?
What the fuck?
Oh, you know what was so funny too, speaking of apps?
It was humiliating though. Like, I don't know why I was so embarrassed. I was like, fuck.
Don't be embarrassed.
I thought I looked so like.
Everybody does that shit.
There's not sort of any moratorium.
Also, my Hinge was bad. Like, I like, what, it like wasn't funny. Like, I didn't have like a funny, I like really struggled coming up.
Well, you're
with
not funny, so no. That was a joke. No, Lily genuinely is. You guys are both hilarious.
Aww,
just, that was a joke. That was a joke.
Thanks.
Lizzo.
That was insane. No, but I just, that's why I hated Hinge, because I was like, I'm funny and cool. No one knows it.
She's funny, cool, awesome. Yeah. But like, dude, you're funny, cool, awesome in person.
Yeah.
And you are on the internet, but like, you don't need it. Like, some bozos do need it. Sorry, I don't mean to call people bozos. You know what I mean, though? Some people,
people
just
don't
like
go out.
Some people
like
aren't just naturally like, you know, just gregarious and extroverted, like, and that's totally fine. But you know, so utilize the apps like you said to like get the juices flowing. Like, I mean, dating at
if you just want to fuck, great.
There are stages of dating, right? There's dating to be serious, right? There's dating for practice, because some people just literally need dating practice.
No, absolutely. Yeah.
And there's also dating for getting over something, which is just meaning hooking up a lot, frankly, or going out a lot, right? Or, you know, but I really do think of sometimes, and this is not the stage of dating that I'm in, or maybe, and you guys definitely aren't in, but like, where you're dating to practice it, essentially.
Yeah.
And that doesn't
which
mean that you're using, that doesn't mean, yes, and that's what they're great for.
Yeah, yeah.
It doesn't 100%. Mean dating and seeing people as like practice.
Yeah.
But what it means
is
you should, the way I would approach every date would be, I am going and sitting down and getting to know someone to see if I could potentially see them within my life in some sort of way. Maybe it's just as a friend.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just as never seeing them again.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just as, you know, maybe we'll like each other's Instagram stories, or maybe they can become a viable romantic option.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But no one should ever go into a date being like, I'm going to sleep with them. No one should ever go into a date being like, this is the one.
Yes,
you are getting,
I agree.
You are getting to know someone on a person-to-person level.
100%.
Yep.
And if it's anything beyond that or below that, you are fucking up. You're not in the right mental headspace, and you probably shouldn't be dating.
Yeah, you have to have the right intentions.
Yeah. Also, don't date if you're broke, because then you're just going to be broke and not be able to go on the second date. Like, maybe a few days. Yeah.
Date if you're broke.
Don't date if you're broke. Seriously, that's another thing, too.
So true.
No. Gabagool.
Oh, yeah. Gabagool.
Gabagool. That's just
love
like
that.
My end statement.
No, what I was gonna say before though was literally like a week ago, me and Lily were at this guy's like apartment party, and her boyfriend was there. And
oh no, stop,
sad. No, but she was there. Boyfriend's there. Big Jeans is there, and so I'm standing up. I'm talking to Big Jeans, and there's a chair next to me.
Yeah,
and her boyfriend was sitting in the chair, like just on his phone, whatever, was just sitting there.
Mm-hmm.
I look away, and then I guess at some point within me looking away, talking to Big Jeans, and me turning back, looking at the chair. Her boyfriend got up, walked away. Somebody else, some other guy, sat down and went in the chair. So I see Big Jeans, not Big Jeans. I see David, her boyfriend, there. And then I go to Big Jeans. I'm talking to him, yada, yada, yada. And then I look back at the chair, and there's a guy sitting on the chair on swiping Hinge. Through Hinge. But because her boyfriend was just in the chair, my heart
drama
sank
tea.
To my ass.
She was ready to make it.
I was like,
oh, she was gonna go for it.
No, like, I can imagine. Like, I could
hear
see
how loud she is right now.
Coming out of my ears.
At that party, like, in front of everyone, we would have blown that place up, dude. Can you imagine what
would have
been?
No, not at all. No, I'd have been so scared.
I was, my heart was in my ass.
Running away.
And then I realized, and I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah, you looked like you had just
seen,
like,
look
a
like
ghost.
I know. It looked like a... No,
it was just so fast.
It was just,
so
like, another guy sitting there, like, just with dark hair. And, yeah, it was so... It was, like, it, like a CMO, like, ha, what a... Like, like, what the fuck?
Thank,
like,
God.
It was so
oh,
bad.
Oh, goodness. No, well, I hope he fucks up.
Oh, my God.
This is so, I love doing this. See, here's the thing.
I'm going to make,
like,
a compilation.
Obviously, I'm
after
joking, but, like, the flirt, like, I love, like, just, like, having flirtatious energy.
Yeah.
Like, just
yeah.
in general. I think it's so fun, frankly. I mean,
fun.
You know.
It gives everybody
gonna
the
make,
giggles.
This is going to make me seem like, you know.
The people are going to
eat
funny? It
up. Never cheated. I'm like, I frankly am such a loyal person and, like, really trusting of other individuals as well. But I love a flirt.
No, there's, like, flirty, fun guys, and then there's fucking weirdos, and you're
So never, I hope I never come across like that.
No, you definitely don't. I can promise you that you don't.
Yeah.
Like, I never took it that way when you were joking around with me,
even
at nights out and stuff. I don't
care.
No,
it's fucking funny. All right, well, I mean, I feel like it. Shall we wrap? That was awesome.
I could do another hour.
I know. I literally could do another hour.
I love talking to you guys so much.
We will totally have
you
on.
We're going to go out on Thursday,
no,
I think, right?
To, yeah, I'm literally free whenever. We just need to hang out.
Oh, I'll come after.
No one cares about you. You're sober.
You and Big... Are you sober?
She's on Accutane.
I am sober because I'm on Accutane.
I'm not. 30 days is up. Ding, ding. Time to drink.
You know what's funny is you don't need to be. Just take milk thistle.
Hello?
You can drink on it. You just have to take milk thistle.
What the fuck is milk thistle?
It's for your liver. It's, like, quite literally for you, so you can drink on Accutane. So we'll see
you
on Thursday.
Were you on Accutane?
No, but I was.
Really?
Wait, but you did
long
do it,
time ago. Long time ago.
Did it work? Well, I mean, your skin looks great.
I get one pimple a week.
Yeah, you do.
Or one pimple a month.
Yeah, you do have great
amazing.
Skin.
Yeah, I've been
milk
out
thistle.
Here.
I'll see you Thursday.
Is it because of Keels?
Well, I'm coming anyways.
Yeah, I don't have any Keels. Just SPF and.
No, I was kidding because I thought you did ads for them, but that wasn't you. That was Dylan and all.
You
want
to hear how, like, dumb I used to be back in the day? I, like, held up a Keels bottle and was like, "The history of Keels." I just did that. Like, it wasn't for an ad.
Yeah, I definitely
anything.
Thought that was an ad.
I was
think.
Like, yo, I should have definitely, like, tried
reached
to
out.
Finagle the bagel a little bit, but yeah, no, it's so we'll see you Thursday drinking.
Well, I'll be there. Probably still won't drink, but I will be there regardless.
I will.
I'll go to Moscow. Yeah. I'll be,
no, I've been
I'll be with Paige, so maybe I'll bring
week.
Paige with me.
No,
drag her.
Last night, we went out for a coffee with our friend Jeff.
Right.
This is the era I'm in.
Yeah.
What? I got so
I mean, you're telling me. Like, yeah. Oh, I'll meet up. Oh, dude, I'll do the most random shit.
I was home by 9, though.
Yeah. How? Like,
it was Sunday night.
Yeah,
I get, like, anxiety.
Fair.
Like, I have to be
I get
home
that.
At a good
yeah.
time. But I will get blackout.
Dude,
but.
I'll go meet up with the best of intentions in the world of my behavior.
Yeah, I'm, like, just a little
out the window.
4 a.m.
Two cocktails with friends.
Yeah.
I don't love staying out too late anymore. I'm a
God.
Little over that. I will do it. But I will black out, but I don't really want to be anywhere till 4 a.m.
That's
and
that's
I agree.
So right and accurate of
yeah.
you. You should have.
But I'm not
that.
Above like absolutely getting pissed drunk.
Yeah.
I need to be better. I need to be like sandwich at like 2 a.m.
I love I'm a 2 a.m. girl.
Yeah.
Okay.
2 a.m.'s like 2 a.m. I feel like that's a solid time.
There's literally
a
saying.
Not
a
pussy.
Nothing good happens after 2 a.m.
Yeah.
And if it happens after 2 a.m.,
well,
I don't care
that.
how like. Much it isn't your fault, it's still your fault because you're
out.
Past
out.
Two
yeah.
Right.
yeah. Yeah.
Run!
I love a little. Well, I'm like,
I love the random
happen.
Like scream.
I'm obsessed with them, actually. It's actually made the episode.
No,
good.
I know.
It's good. I hope the mic has like not.
No, like I love somebody like, with energy clipping. On the show because we bring a lot of energy to the show too. And like sometimes, you know, sometimes we have a more chilled guest on. It's good and whatnot. But
I know,
like,
but I'm like, no, like
no,
how
we
fucked
want
up
chaos.
Are you? Like how?
Who was like the most, was Cody the most chilled guest you've had?
He was very chill.
He was
yeah.
very
Cody's,
chill.
Cody's a
yeah.
chill guy. Cody's
he's
super
so...
funny and like outgoing, but he's chill.
No, but he's so chill like to like a fault. Like the other day I was like shooting a reel with him for work. So we had to just like walk around the city and like find cool spots and whatever. And I was just like, Cody, I need you to like, tell me something crazy right now. Like, mm-hmm. I felt like I was, I was like, you're he's not like, fucked up enough. He's like,
yo, Minnesota was wild where I grew up. Like,
no, he's just like, he's too good of a person. Like, he doesn't have any crazy.
Yeah.
He's just like, yeah, I haven't been going out much. Just me and my girlfriend doing wholesome shit. I'm like, what, Cody?
Like,
no,
good for
no,
you,
no.
But I want chaos.
Yeah. I'm like, do you want to get fucked up right now? Like, what are you doing here?
Spice it up.
Lily's like, I've been sober for 30 days on Accutane. We got to go do something right now.
Dude, I like didn't enjoy that.
Yeah.
I'm glad I did it. But
right.
Like.
Right. Milk thistle.
Well, it's funny.
You are going to be drinking Thursday because she's going to. I'm going to send her milk thistle.
I've
I know
never
her address.
Milk thistle?
Milk thistle.
Does it
I'm
like.
Telling you. Matt Greenberg, who is Zach's friend, told me about this shit and it works.
Milk thistle.
I was sober for a month, lost a few pounds. It.
Liver support.
Skin was clear,
oh,
everything was great.
I see.
I started drinking fat ass again, got Taco Bell last night, breaking out, not well. But you know what? We're having fun. It's
you know
okay.
what? You look great.
Thanks.
Let's wrap it up. Where wrap can up. People find you?
Yeah,
what's
and
the
do our
deal?
Outro, I guess.
Yeah.
At Nigel Roxbury on Instagram and TikTok, and at NYC History Hub HUB at on Instagram as well.
And TikTok.
And,
No, not TikTok.
No.
Period.
Yeah.
Not TikTok. Take it back.
And OnlyFans/. It's only $3.99. It's only $3.99 this month. My feet are great. They're great.
Imagine how rich we could all be.
God.
No, literally.
Pussies.
Damn it. Yeah. Yeah, we could all be ballin'.
Have like you ever bought OnlyFans, an OnlyFans subscription?
No, God, no. There's Reddit for a reason, guys.
For
you. There's Reddit for a reason.
Well, no, I did only because it's a very well-known news. My friend Maddie does OnlyFans, and I wanted to
you
see
support.
It, and I bought
gotta
it.
Support the
that was my girl. I told her that I did it. I said, I bought your OnlyFans for 1 month. I want to see those titties.
Boom.
Period. Yeah. I've considered it for a few.
So we're going to hop into Jenna Tips. And then we're going to come back and Chris is going to stay here while we do our outro because that's what we decided we wanted to do today.
Oh, yeah. Slay.
Period. So, Jen and Tips. All right, guys. We're going to get into Jen and Tips now. And we have been saying for the past few weeks that we're going to start doing call-ins. We're starting today. We have a girlie on the line.
Who is this girl? Is she like, what's her vibe? Like college?
Yeah, like, I would say from her age, college-ish.
Okay. Just wondering.
But we'll get it. We have her on Zoom right now. We're going to... Get
Not
her
this.
In and yeah,
so
let's
funny.
Let's get it going.
Slay.
All right, guys. First call in for Jen and Tips. Let's get into it. Welcome to Jen and Tips. Jen and Tips. You know, tell us, you know, age, situation, all of that stuff, and we'll get into
give
it.
Give us the tea.
Yeah.
Give us the tea.
Hi, hello. I'm 21. And I am seeing my ex again. We broke up like 3 weeks ago though. It's kind of been messy. The breakup was bad. We have been together. We've been seeing each other for like a year now. And we were just having like a lot of problems towards the end of it. The man just needs help with his communication skills, and at his big age, they're not where they need to be. Everything always seemed like it was always my problem, and it would always be like a back and forth of like everything is super good and then everything was super bad. And towards the end we were just fighting way too much, and I was like, okay, I kind of want to break up. So I invite him over so that I could break up with him, and he's turning it around on me completely, like, you know, you're the problem, you're the issue here. Like, you know what? I think I'm not really sure what's wrong with you, but you need to go figure that out. I'm out.
Oh my God, girl. Why are you seeing this man?
Okay, well,
go on. And then we'll get into it. But
I'm not one to talk, babe.
Yeah. I am no better than anyone.
There are big influences on me. Okay.
Oh no. No. Okay. Well, anyways. Okay. So he's turning it on you.
Like, I did rile him up a lot though, because when he was like trying, I mean, I was not being nice. When he was trying to express what he was upset about, I was like laughing in his face, only because it just seemed hypocritical that he was getting upset with me over something he did. Like, it's the consequences of your own actions that really do it for you.
So it's a lack of communication.
I think
that's the issue.
Well, okay,
is there
wait.
Trust issues or like what?
Yeah, lack of communication, but also
in what sense?
This dude's like fully turning on you. He just seems like a bad person. But yeah, okay. So like Lily said though, lack of communication in what aspect?
It's like, it's kind of just like going in circles kind of thing. Like, we'll get into arguments about the dumbest shit, but it'll turn into like end of the world.
Yeah.
Like, it'll always be like there is no common ground because I'm very stubborn, but he's also very stubborn. So we can never find, I'm a Libra and he's a Gemini.
Oh, sure. Okay. Got it. Gemini, that's all I need to hear.
I know.
The signs are not good.
Yeah. Okay. So why? Okay. So this was 3 weeks ago that you guys broke up. Obviously, it didn't go down the greatest. When did you start talking again? Or did it never actually really stop?
Well, after he did that, I was like bamboozled, quite literally. I had no words. He was outside my house harassing me, like texting me and calling me after he walked out of my house. He's like, you didn't give me my hoodies, blah blah blah, and I'm like, go home. So the next day,
like, let's circle back on that one. Yeah. Oh my god.
The next day he hits me up and he's like, hey, like, can we talk? And I'm like, okay, like, you can come get your hoodies. He comes knocking at my door with two roses, not even like flowers, like two roses.
Not two flowers.
Okay.
No.
That's like tragic in itself.
Oh, right? That's what I mean. When I said, like, okay, I'm not going to talk about this. He comes up
with these flowers and says what?
He's like, he's just profusely apologizing at my doorstep. Like, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean anything that I said. Like, I was just really angry and blah, blah, blah. Like, can we please talk? I'm like, okay, like, I guess, I don't know. One thing about me, though, I have learned, I don't remember if it was Christina or Lily. I'm pretty sure it was Lily, because I have been DMing you guys my issues. Like, this is my second breakup that I have gone through while listening to Jennifer.
I love answering people's issues.
Oh, yeah.
I remember when I was going through my...
To bring up, our guest in the other room texted us just now because he could like overhear us. He said, this guy sounds awful that you're describing.
And he's another guy. So.
Yeah, he's another guy. So it says something.
I haven't even given that many details about him yet.
Well, if you guys are like fighting over a lot of small things too, I feel like that's inevitable in a relationship. Like, me and Workday will scream at each other over the fucking weather, but then like 10 minutes later, we're over it.
Yeah.
Like,
but the thing though is like, okay, so when he was, you know, obviously he was attacking like your character.
Yeah, like that's like, what?
The part that's like really bad. Okay, wait, so he shows up, he's profusely apologizing, you guys talk, whatever.
Yeah, he's just like sitting here like hella emotional, like, I'm so sorry. I know that you like what I did was really fucked up. But like, I want you back next day. And I'm like, listen, this is the first man that I've ever been in love with. So like, that's what makes things even more complicated, because like, I don't really know how to let go of that. I've never been in this situation before. So on one end, I'm like, everything you just did was fucked up on so many levels. But on the other hand, like, I really love you. And like, you have like became my best friend. I don't want to get rid of that. But again, we're going back to everything fucked up you just did. So I'm in constant conflict. Every single one of my roommates are like, girl, he's trash, bye.
Yeah.
And I'm the only one just being delusional and living with that.
Yeah. Okay, so you ultimately, you want to be with him or you don't, or you want our opinion on if you should be with this man? Because honestly, like, I mean, yeah, your roommates are right. This guy sounds horrible. And the thing is that, yeah, like Lily was saying, you guys could have like a communication issue and fight over like little things and then maybe like work through it. But his real color showed when you guys actually broke up. And, you know, obviously he's just being this like nasty, mean person. It's probably going to come out again at some point. Also, how long have you guys dated? How long were you dating?
We I don't know, because we never made things official until like over the summer, but we were dating for like a whole year.
Okay, but that's another red flag. Why were you dating for a year without making things
official? I didn't want to.
Didn't want to. Okay, so that was on you.
Yeah. Well, kind of. I mean, yeah, it's fine because it was me.
Anyways,
I support
women. Okay. Got it. Okay. So where are you at right now? Are you like, how do I get over this guy so I can move on with my life? You're just like, I'm going to be with him. This is my end all be all, even though he's being a dick.
Yeah, that's why I'm conflicted, because I don't want to look like a stupid bitch, but I kind of know that I look like a stupid bitch because,
yeah.
Like, yeah, he's been like, he's like, you know, I don't really believe men when they're like, oh, I'm gonna do better, but he's like, I will do better by you, like I promise, like if something bad happens again, like you never have to see me again. But like he's taking me out and we're like kind of restarting a little bit, like setting like really strict boundaries of like, you know, we're not together.
And is this the first time you guys have broken up, like, throughout the— okay, so it's the first time that this has happened. Okay. I mean, honestly, I never really believe guys when they say they're going to change either, but I do believe people are capable of change.
They're—
I think
capable
this guy, I think this guy is young. I think he probably doesn't have a lot of experience either in like relationships, and he definitely speaks more from, you know, emotion and passion rather than logic. This is the first time, though, so I will give it a little bit of a leeway, although, you know, I want to sit here and be like, this guy sucks and, like, scream at you like your roommates are. Clearly, that doesn't get through to you, and that honestly doesn't get through
to
90% of women.
Right, if you're going to get back with someone, you're going to get back with them. So your options are either just no or get back with him, but that's the advice that we could give you is just, like,
if you're gonna stay with him, you kind of need to put like a mental like time frame on it, like for yourself, like if he actually doesn't like, you know, step up by this time, or you have to give it time. Like right now, you know, I'm sure he's taking you out and, you know, wooing you and all that stuff, but is it gonna actually last, you know, over the next few months? And is he gonna, you know, is he gonna lash out at you again? Like, obviously that's not a good thing. And then also, why, like, so could you give an example of like a time like where the communication was bad? Like you said, it's like little things that aren't even an issue, but then all of a sudden they become the worst thing in the world.
Like was he canceling what, on you? Like what?
Yeah, like what was it, and how did he react that was like so bad?
Like that one time that like was really the last straw before we broke up was something that wasn't even that serious. It's just like we will have like stupid arguments about something that blow up. We were on vacation over the summer, and I don't even remember what happened. Like we were in the hot tub and all of a sudden he just went super silent, and so I just got up and I left, and he came back and he came back into the Airbnb, and he's like packing his shit. He's like, I don't know what you want from me. And I'm like, I don't know what you want from me. And it turned into like a whole screaming match. Like I think we were like, I don't know, it was a whole mess, and it was over the dumbest little shit. I left the hot tub.
Seems like, well, honestly, both of you guys have a little bit of like a communication error there, because he's obviously freaking the fuck out because you left the hot tub. But like, I just—
yeah, it takes a lot of maturity to like— not like, I'm such a little brat sometimes in my relationship. Yeah. It takes a lot of like maturity for me to be like, okay, I might have overreacted a little bit.
I also think that he is probably, because he's getting emotional and it's triggering you, that you are just getting like really like spicy and emotional back. So that takes a little bit of learning to be like, all right, you know what? If like, I'm not going to let him speak to me this way. I'm just going to shut it down right now and we could talk about this, you know, when you're a little bit more calm.
Yeah, if you try to get back with him, I think it's just like,
yeah,
like, babe, we're not going to get together right away. We can start hanging out again, but we need to like go in a different direction with this. And like next time we get in like an argument or something, let's really try to like talk it through like normal people. Keep the volume down here, like not yell at each other, not storm out. Like, let's just have a conversation about it and see if he can do that.
Yeah.
And see, like, you also might be at a point where you're so frustrated with him, like the little things he does like just ticks you off. Yeah. And now you're like getting mad at him as well. So I think it's just about like trying that for a month or two and like trying to have mature talk through conversations.
And I think you also, because you said this guy is your first love, you're definitely giving him a little bit more leeway.
Yeah.
And you're also trying to like fill like the gaps. Like he's giving you this much, but in your head, you're putting him on this pedestal because he is your first love and you want to make that work and you want to be with this guy and you don't want to go through all that shit again. So you're like, all right, like you're either bringing yourself down, you're bringing him up. So I don't know. But yeah, at the end of the day, you, it seems like you want to be with this guy.
Yes.
Therefore, we give advice based on what you actually want to do. And so the realistic advice for if you want to actually stay with him and try to make him work is, it is the first time. see if he steps up, check your communication.
Yeah.
And, you know, just kind of go from there. But you need to be able to, you know, back away and back out if nothing changes.
Yeah. Like, so tell him, like, I'll give it a month or two.
Also, if you're so young, like, early, like, you know, we're not that much, you know, older than you, but still, like, 20s in general, and this guy is your first love, you're probably going to have, like, 5 after him. Like, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Like,
that's kind of fucking real, okay?
Or, like, I'm sorry, like, odds are, I don't know, maybe this guy, all of a sudden, everything changes, and this is your fucking, like, husband. I don't know, but odds are he's not, like, and you're gonna, you know, you're going through a thing right now, you know, make it work right now for the time being, but, you know, you have so much other shit to do. And are you in college? Are you, like,
I'm a senior in college.
You're a senior, like, girl, you're in your best years of your life, like, go out, meet people, all that stuff. But, you know,
try again if you want. I just wouldn't dwell on it for too long, like a month or two of crying with him. And if nothing changes, nothing's ever going to change. So just
I think you're going to look more like a fool if it happens a second time and you stay with him a second time. Well, first time we give grace, second time, then you look like a fucking idiot. Yeah. So, you know,
when this is all happening, I'm like, the G&T way is no contact.
Yeah.
But I don't really want to.
No contact is easier said than done.
It is easier said than done.
Never worked
that
for
is
me either.
I would. Yeah, Lily is not a fan of the no contact rule. Well, I'm not suggesting the no contact rule right now, only because you're like,
yeah, that's too hard.
Well, no, because you guys broke up, and you're like, I want to make it work with him and everything. But if you were like, we broke up, and I'm trying to get over him so I can move on, and you can't get over him, then I would be like, all right, you're going to want to go no contact. But, you know, you're already, you know, clearly, you know, texting, calling, talking to each other, trying to do something. Another thing, too, one little last note, too, don't be so available. Like, you know, obviously, like, make him, like, dig a little bit to see you, to text you. Like, even, I don't care if you are sitting around and doing absolutely nothing all day. You're busy. You're busy with yourself, like, sitting around all day, like, you know. But I want updates on this, obviously. So give it some time, let him work for it,
and if it doesn't work out, then no contact.
If it doesn't work out, then you're gonna want to go no contact. But honestly, like, try and make it work now, because you want to make it work. But if it doesn't, you're literally 21 and
then
you're gonna
it
have
has to be done
so many other dudes, and, you know, your first love usually isn't your, you know, your end all be all. Learning lesson.
Yeah,
it's a learning lesson.
It is.
Yeah. All right. Well,
that was quite the kiki.
I know. That was quite the kiki. And see, I like this better because we can ask questions.
I know. It is nice. I hope that helped somewhat.
Yeah, I hope it helped kind of. It was a little chaotic for the first time.
All of my roommates in the house have been like just yelling at me. They're just like, no contact, no contact, no contact. But I'm just like, honestly, the only people I'm really going to listen to are the two of y'all, because that's what I've been doing. Ever since y'all had your podcast, I only take your advice.
You know what it is that we
young
also
girls always like immediately to like shut things down.
Yeah.
They're like, if he cheated, then no. And if he did this, then don't talk to him. But it's never that simple.
Yeah,
it's never that simple.
Yeah, it's never that easy. And like, also, we've talked about this a lot on the show too. That constant thing of like your friends or whatever or whoever, them constantly just being like, he's a piece of shit, leave him, blah. Honestly, people are going to do whatever the fuck they are going to do, and you can't make somebody do something or not do something.
Yeah.
So, you know, the best thing they could do, you know, which, you know, this is a word of advice for them, is they can just support you in whatever you want to do. But like, you know, like, not be, you know, totally delusional about it. Obviously, they could give their 2 cents being like, I don't know about this, but, you know, you might want to tell them, be like, hey, guys, listen. The constant nagging and the, you know, shooting down of this dude, it's not going to help. Also, especially your first love. Like, I remember when me and one of my ex-boyfriends broke up like a long time ago, people kept like telling me like, get over him, there's so many other fish in the sea, blah, all this stuff. And it's like, you don't want to hear that right now. And I totally get that. So realistically right now, what you want to do is you want to try and make it work with him one more time. It's the first time, so I don't see anything wrong with that. But obviously, if, you know, like we said, if the communication doesn't improve and, you know, he doesn't kind of get in control of his emotions more, then, you know, then you could consider ending it.
Yeah.
Also consider, maybe if he doesn't have a therapist, get them in therapy.
Oh my God, I know. That's what I've been saying.
And a therapy girl at work.
Yeah. Psych major. I'm like, get on it.
Send him to therapy.
Yeah.
That's I'm not the one.
Right. No, he's he needs to yeah, you know, you got to be that whole saying, you got to be selfish to be selfless. And honestly, if he needs to be selfish and work on himself so he could be better for you, then let him do it. Like, you know, but
yeah, this
was fantastic.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for coming on.
You guys, I'm honored that I'm the first one. So I really am very excited for you.
Too. Yeah, hell yeah. Oh, gee. I love it.
Thank you guys.
Of course. And update us, please.
Yeah, I will. Oh my God. You guys don't even have to tell me. I'm always in your DMs.
Update us. We'll give an update. Maybe we'll like start doing little updates before. Yeah. You know?
Yeah. Thanks, girly.
Yeah, thank you.
God, thank you guys.
And we're back.
Thank you guys so much for watching this episode, listening to this episode. Make sure to go follow us at Gin Toxic Podcast on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. Make sure to DM us if you want to be on Gin and Tips. You have to be available Monday nights between 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
You can DM me, it's too, just saying.
Oh, yeah. For also fun. DM him.
DM him.
For funsies. Right.
Yeah, yeah.
For funsies.
Yeah.
Strike up a combo. Social butterfly.
Right. Stop licking the fucking
But it
leg.
Tastes good!
He's having an intimate moment with the mics.
Like a dinosaur just sticking my neck out. Like,
if you guys are, if you listen
RIP
to
headphone
this,
users.
Yeah, RIP headphone users.
Yeah. Well, if you guys listen to this only, if you didn't watch the video, you can watch the video on Spotify and YouTube. I highly suggest going back and watching for this episode.
Me and Lily,
specifically.
Friends and lovers, Crown Heights.
Friends. Friends and lovers.
Friends, soon to be lovers in Crown Heights. Kidding!
Shout out my boyfriend.
Kidding!
But he's like, actually not.
Not at all.
Not at all. All right, well, we love you guys. See you in the next episode.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
How fucking funny.
Okay, I hope that was a good episode.
I'm going to, promote this episode on Wednesday.